News in brief at Press TV. In Syria, a bomb blast has killed two people and injured at least 30 in the northern city of Aleppo. Civilians and security forces were among the victims. Another blast destroyed a bridge in the southern city of Dara. Syria has been hit by a series of bomb attacks in recent months. Also, Syrians have held funeral processions for the victims of Saturday's bombings in the capital, Damascus. At least 27 people lost their lives in the attacks, which Damascus blames on foreign-backed terrorists. The mourners slammed foreign intervention in their country and voiced support for the government. Turkish security forces have clashed with Kurds celebrating the Persian New Year, Nowruz, in Istanbul. Now, the Kurds insisted on holding Nowruz festivities on the weekends, but authorities allow the celebration only on Wednesday. Turkey's Kurds make up 12 to 14 million out of Turkey's population of 70 million. In Bahrain, thousands of people are holding a funeral procession for a man who died of inhaling poisonous tear gas fired by Saudi-backed forces. A number of others have died of poisonous tear gas said to be supplied by the U.S. Bahrain has been experiencing a revolution since mid-February. Yemenis have marched in several cities to mark the anniversary of the regime's killing of 60 protesters. Last year, regime forces opened fire on thousands of protesters in Taiz, killing dozens of them. Now, the protesters are calling for the prosecution of deposed ruler Ali Abdullah Saleh and his aides. Germany's parliament has elected 72-year-old activist pastor Joachim Gauck. As the new president, he enjoys the support of all of Germany's mainstream political parties. Chancellor Angela Merkel lent her backing to him in February after President Christian Wolff resigned amid a string of corruption charges. A survey by the German Marshall Fund shows about two out of three Europeans are against a ban on oil imports from Iran. This after the European Union imposed unilateral sanctions on Iran's oil. In response, Iran has stopped exporting oil to some European countries. And Libya has formally demanded the extradition of the Qaddafi-era intelligence chief arrested in Mauritania. Abdullah Senoussi fled Libya last year when Qaddafi's regime started to collapse. Now, the 63-year-old is sought by the International Criminal Court on charges of committing crimes against humanity.